The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Just what do you think your biggest challenge is just from day one? I know with spring training coming, but just in overall sense, what's kind of going to be on your front burner right now?
Winning a championship. Winning a championship is going to be on the front burner at all times. I'm really looking forward to getting to know Dusty and everybody here at the Astros and figuring out the best way to do that.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah. And so your new GM kind of sounds like Adam Wexler and looks like Adam Clanton. Hey, let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Mother Bleeping Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. Do you want to get in today? 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. It gives Aaron a reason to live because he can read it on air. It's his chance to participate in the show. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Degenerates 975. At Aaron is Blitz. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch on the Twitch channel and get in there and chat. You know all that. So get in there and do it. It's a Tuesday.
Do it.
Where, you know what? It's going to be a no bad text Tuesday. So if you send a bad text, it's just not getting read. It's going immediately into the delete pile. Because we want people to be in a good mood today.
Maybe it puts people in a good mood to send you bad texts.
Well, that's okay. If they do, that's great. Then they'll know that no one else gets to read it.
All right.
What's going on, man?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you guys?
Same thing.
Okay, well, there's the show.
I'd say more sports and stuff today.
Sporty kind of day. I recorded a sports map video.
Did you?
Yep. I've become very famous in the sports map video world.
Your videos do pretty well. Depends on who you do them with.
Well, Raheel was there, so that sucks.
That automatically drops the...
But Lance Zierlein was there.
Oh, that brings it back up. Yeah. So, yeah, Lance more than balances out Raheel.
Yeah.
So, cool. Look forward to seeing you.
Well, we talked a lot about baseball matches and the effects of the new GM of the Astros, who I'm just going to call...
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I mean, that seems a little low for his name. More like, you know, something a little higher.
I'm trying to think of what octave of click I want to go with.
Yeah, I don't know if it works.
Okay, fine.
But our buddy Justin Van Zanta saw him respond to a Brian McTaggart story about it, and he asked if it was clickbait.
I'm like, zing!
Okay. You got that one in before I did. Congratulations. Hey, you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday when it happened late in the show. Good resume. Seems to be the kind of guy you're looking for. As you mentioned, it kind of makes a Dusty Baker hire look a little weirder. But, you know, I think he's there for a year. He's there to get him through this year.
Well, I mean, but that's kind of what we talked about in the video. What happens if they win 95, 100 games? You fire your manager?
Well, depends on what you do in the playoffs. Because if you don't get to a Game 7 of the World Series, guess what you just did?
You've regressed.
You have regressed. Especially, and, you know, I don't want to start getting too far ahead and throwing water on everything. But to me, this is kind of the last year that they're going to be legitimate contenders for the whole thing.
How dare you?
Well, they're going to.
How dare you?
They're going to lose too much, and their top two pitchers are going to be old. And it's...
That's actually a pretty reasonable statement.
Just saying.
So, yeah, I mean, they're going to start losing guys, and they'll have to pay guys. So,
yeah.
We've said for years what the window is, and this could be the end of it, or near the end of it, certainly.
I hope not.
It's way cooler having a good Astros team. Well, it's way more exciting.
And realistically, maybe you find a way to keep one of Springer and Correa, and maybe Tucker turns into something, and you've already got Alvarez, and you'll have Altuve and Bregman, so your lineup will still be pretty good. Maybe Forrest Whitley finally quits being a myth. I'm not holding my breath on that one. But I mean, I'm not saying they're going to fall off the map and be the Rangers.
Right.
But I think them being among the elite with the Yankees and the Dodgers and what has been the Cubs and Red Sox, maybe not so much anymore, I think this is their last year at that level.
Okay. I don't disagree with that.
713 says, on my way to Midland, listening to the show via the app, got pulled over doing 88 and a 75.
Damn.
That's lame. After I received my ticket, my truck wouldn't start. Battery was shot and had to be replaced. I need a beer. The cop that gave the ticket had to give me a jump.
Damn.
Man, that sounds like a country western song if I ever heard one.
And by the way, 88 and a 75, like you're out in West Texas?
Yeah, that's...
How about a warning, bro?
Yeah, that's not
officer,
cool.
Officer, I mean. If it were 88 and a 75 in like on I-10, you know, in right outside, like between Houston and Katy, okay, maybe give me a ticket. You're in Midland? I mean, what am I going to do, run over a tumbleweed? How about a warning? Not that much to ask.
Yeah, it's just...
Also, it brings me to another thing. You know what I don't like is getting tickets on tollways. Like, they should just leave you alone. That should be part of the
deal.
Did
you get a ticket on a tollway?
No, I was just thinking about it, though. My wife got on me because I drive too fast on... Not... Like, on the Beltway, there's only so fast you can go. You know,
right,
I mean?
Because you're going to wind up with a gate and you're going to have to slow down.
A lot of the time... Well, I have the easy pass, so I don't stop.
I do, too, but it still slows you down.
But for me, what I've found is now that I come to work early, I get faster... From 240, I get on the Beltway at 249, get off at 290.
Okay.
I find it faster to take the access road.
Interesting.
Because at that time of the day, 8 o'clock in the morning, it's the Beltway's just jam packed. So I just take the access road and then I take the Beltway home, but because it's faster then. It's 7:15.
It takes
5 minutes to get from 290 to 249.
Hey, apparently, there's a police chase downtown. Can we see if we can get that on TV?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But when I drive on Grand Parkway, I go fast because there's not very many cars on it. You feel like you're in a safe place because you're out in the middle of nowhere. You're paying to drive on it and paying a lot, mind you. It ain't cheap to ride on.
No.
And so I feel like I should be able to go 100 miles an hour.
I'm with you on that.
And my wife doesn't like that. But I do it anyway.
Well, I found that going to Beaumont, especially since I've been driving the wife's car, that thing, I can't tell how fast it's going. Like my car, I know exactly how fast it's going. I don't even need to look. But that thing drives so smooth, I'll look up and feel like I'm doing 55 and it's 95.
Yeah.
And I don't slow down. Okay, so we have the car chase on. This is downtown, so this is really going to be hard to do play-by-play because the buildings keep cutting it off. Either that or the damn chopper needs to get higher up and get a better shot.
You can't have much of a high-speed chase in downtown.
No, it's not a high. It's not a high-speed chase. And where in the city can you go at 4 o'clock where it can be a high-speed chase? Not even Grand Parkway.
That's the only one I can think of.
Well, if you notice the news graphic, it's not high-speed chase. They at least are real about it and said, just chase.
Well, yeah, this is... Okay, shame on you, Fox 26. Get your helicopter pilot higher in the air. Because all we're getting is pictures of buildings. Really hard to do play-by-play when all you're doing is looking at the Hyatt.
Well, that's because we're not used to having these chases in downtown area. Doesn't make sense.
No.
Normally it's on 45 or something like that where they can get a good angle.
Well, if you're listening, you're trying to get out of downtown and you want to get east, just go to Jefferson. That's the one where the lights actually are timed. Of course, if you're being chased, I don't think you care about the lights. Although you run a light downtown, somebody will T-bone you.
I've thought before about if you were in a situation where a guy was involved in a high-speed chase and you had a chance to clip him with your bumper and spin him out. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Would that make you kind of a snitch?
Honestly, that saves lives, man. You may be saving lives. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. What I do saves lives.
What if he's running because he's got a bunch of pot? Like, it's not something serious.
Well, then,
and now he's like going to prison for his life because of pot?
Well, that's on him. He shouldn't be running.
Oh, come on, Fred.
Yeah, like
if he had a dead body in the passenger seat, that's different.
Okay, but how do you don't know that?
You don't know.
So you're just going to make the assumption that it's pot and let him go. I'm going to make the assumption that he's an axe murderer and stop him.
Okay.
Speaking,
but you're kind of a snitch.
No, I don't think so. I'm pro law. That's all.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I'm sure you've watched this show because it's right up your alley. That I Am a Killer on Netflix?
Yes. That was like talking to guys on death row?
Yeah, and then almost all of them that were on death row are no longer on death row.
Yeah.
I watched a bunch of episodes of that today, including this kid from San Antonio who just, I mean, basically.
That was my brother.
Oh, yeah?
He lives in San Antonio now. I'm pretty sure it's
so him. He executed a guy for no reason.
Yeah.
And then he became a minister in jail, and he's wanting to get parole. Get out of here.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. But,
That was an accidental
execution. The only thing I don't like about it is they really do go out of their way to kind of not glorify the killers, but sort of side with the killers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
I mean, but they're doing interviews with them.
Yeah. So. That's the side that you're... I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say it's the side that you're drawn to, but you're there to hear the interview of a killer. Like, you're...
But you know what? Almost every single one of them is like, oh, I don't really know what happened.
Yeah,
I blanked out. Like, it's like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
So, well, we moved on to 13, which is giving us a nice view of downtown. I don't really see the chase.
So they lost the chase, but I like how they have all the streets laid out over it so you can see where it is.
Except,
I don't know if that's a call that Wendy made, but, you know, congratulations to Granado.
Yeah, Josh and Beaumont says, shouldn't we be using drones for police chases these days? Seems like provide the opportunity for better images. I just think they're caught off guard by it being downtown. So is it, who's the car? Is it the white car?
No, I think it was a gray SUV.
Well, there's a bike guy right in the middle of the road. That's not good. Yeah, that's a good way to get killed. Oh, there's Toyota Center.
Oh, no.
Courtesy of the Fox camera.
Way to give them that free advertising. They should probably clean that roof, by the way.
Yeah.
It looks like hell.
Well, when I used to live across the street, where they used to clean it all the time.
They haven't cleaned it in a while, I don't think.
So are they heading down to my side of town now? That's what it looks like.
It's headed that way because there's all the ghetto-looking empty lots right there by Toyota Center.
Yeah. And then you cross 59 and it turns nice again.
You mean it turns gentrified?
Well.
Yeah, thanks to people like you.
Hey,
yuppies.
I moved into a place that used to be a warehouse, okay?
And now it's a condo.
Yeah.
That's gentrification.
I'm good
sir.
For the neighborhood, sir.
Oh, okay. That's what every white person says.
Only half white. The white side's the part that's good for the neighborhood. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Apparently the chase is over. Actually, Houston police just tweeted this out. The pursuit reached the downtown Houston area and was discontinued a short time ago. Officers have been advised of the suspect's identity and will continue the investigation into his actions.
You think it's the mayor?
Could be. Could be. What do you do? You're just like, oh, man, that's just Bob.
Oh, we know him.
Yeah.
We'll let him make it.
We'll catch him when he gets home.
That is pretty odd.
Yeah.
News report I was listening to during the break said it started at his home. It was a home disturbance, and he got in and fled. It went from Southeast Houston all the way to downtown. To try to get away.
Okay, going into downtown, not a great idea.
It worked.
Well, I guess so. But I guess they just decided, hey, we know the guy. Just let him go.
Yeah, very odd.
That way nobody gets killed. That might make sense if you know where he's going. And you can check the GPS on his phone or vehicle. Yeah. Ahmad brought up a good point. There's nobody for 4 o'clock downtown.
It is very strange that there. I mean, you would think there'd be more people out.
Well,
there.
Even on the highway around there on 45, when the 26 chopper was lost, and just showing that, I would have thought it'd been really packed.
Yeah.
So. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Getting back to what you were talking about before we got into that, Drew saying it's the biggest bunch of bleep that cops shoot their radars on the tollways while you're charged
garbage.
To travel. I'm with you on that. To me, a tollway, you're already paying for it, which, by the way, we weren't supposed to still be paying for it at this point, right?
Well, Grand Parkway, yes, but the Beltway, no.
No.
Once that was the deal. Once the Beltway was paid off, you don't have to pay for it anymore. Meanwhile, it's been paid off probably 10 times over. It's paid for itself, paid for Hardy, paid for West Park, paid for every damn tollway in the city. They're still charging you.
Yeah. But I feel like if you're going to charge me there, you can't pull me over.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm drunk, yeah, that's one thing. But if I'm just speeding, yeah, that I just feel like that's a dickweed move.
I agree.
I mean, it's like, why are you getting more money out of me for this ticket? Oh, it's been long enough for me now. I can just go to defensive driving, and you don't get a dime anyway.
Oh, knock on wood. I haven't gotten a ticket in a long time.
It's been a while for me. I don't want to. I think the last one I remember either of us getting was when you were in Sugar Land, and you got that ticket in the parking lot.
Yeah. What was that in? What? I think where were we at?
I think we're at the main event.
Oh, we were at the
Yeah. And you got a parking lot ticket.
You got to be kidding me. You rolled through the stop sign, but we're in a parking lot. That's a made-up stop sign. It's not even on like a legal street.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And then the guy was kind of a jerk.
He was. He was a lot a jerk. But yeah, that's BS. Like I rolled through a stop sign that's not even like a real government-issued stop sign. You give me a ticket for that? That's garbage.
And there was nobody else in the parking
lot.
Because you got there early because you were going to go to the beer place, as I recall. There was nobody
call
there.
Me before I drank beer.
Somebody says, never fails for me. As soon as it's been 12 months since I completed my defensive driving for my last speeding ticket, I get another ticket.
Oh, that used to be me for sure.
In all honesty, I can't. It's hard for me to speed around here because there's so much damn traffic.
Yeah.
And if it's just going home on 59, I'm never going to be able to get above 65 miles an hour. So, I guess that's why. That's probably it. If I'm going to get one, it's going to be when we have a road show somewhere.
Yeah.
Where I can get on the freeway.
On the way to Beaumont or something.
Yeah, where I can get it up to 95. But I think most of the Beaumont police officers like us, so they probably let me slide.
But what if you got one in Cut and Shoot?
Well, it's not on the way to Beaumont.
Or Winnie. Or
you know what?
I don't know that all those towns, they all run together.
I don't know about you, but I am. Somebody's getting dragged around there. What was that?
I don't know.
I'm popular in Winnie.
Okay.
Hampshire, not so much.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Did you hear the news about the? The potential Rockets trade?
I did. Well, about a potential Rockets trade.
And basically, what I saw was, this is basically the Rockets. I would think this is like the Rockets' dream scenario. It seemed like maybe the Robert Covington thing, which is a guy that I think the Rockets have wanted him for a long time, right?
Yeah, ever since they gave him away.
So it sounds like maybe the deal is put out from a Rockets standpoint, but I don't know. But they're talking about using picks to go through Minnesota and maybe ending up with Alex Lynn, which is...
Well, that's the thing. And all these deals, as much as Capella's probably overpaid, they're not getting a center back that gives you what Capella does.
No.
And I guess the deal, there was a four team Minnesota. So, yeah, Covington to Houston, Capella to Atlanta, two first-round picks and an expiring contract to the Timberwolves, and then Minnesota would trade all that to get D'Angelo Russell from the Warriors.
Yeah.
That seems to be... Either Woj has too much time on his hands, or people are talking way too much. if you got those kind of details on a potential trade.
Yeah, and I keep seeing DeAndre Hunter for, and I just I can't come up with a reason why the Hawks would go, yeah, we'll give up a good young player for Clint Capella. That makes sense. Like, it makes zero sense to me. So unless there's some kind of crazy buddy deal, I don't know. I don't know how that could be. And then I saw another situation where the Rockets look at Saric and Baines from the Suns. I saw a deal where they would do a straight-up swap for Andre Drummond or Steven Adams, which Andre Drummond, I think, is a better player than Clint Capella.
Yeah.
And gives you a legit defensive piece in the front court, but I don't know if that makes you a contender.
Well, does that solve your salary issues too? Because he wants to get under the
then no,
yeah.
So I don't know what they're trying to do. I know they want to get Robert Covington. I don't know. I guess if he's found a way to do crazier things. I just don't understand why it rewinds 2 years. I don't understand why they paid him this money anyway. Like, why they thought Clint Capella was a guy they should pay, sticker price for.
Well, I mean,
above sticker price, really.
Yeah, no, actually, I think for what he gives them and for what he got, he didn't get a max deal. I think it was a fair deal. It's just he hasn't improved. If anything, he's regressed, and now what you're getting is not worth what you paid for him. Plus, he's also kind of a meow, which. Insulin Junkie says, chase still going on. Just pass me on Smith at Walker. Super slow. Maybe they're just following now, and it's not a chase.
Yeah, now it's just more of a casual stalking.
And Carlos had also read the Rockets want Tatum and Cantor from the Celtics in exchange for Capella. Man, none of those excite me.
No.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't heard a name yet that makes me go, oh, yeah, cool, good move.
DeAndre Hunter.
Well, yeah, but I don't buy that either.
I don't buy it either.
I don't think it's going to happen. If it does, yeah, great. You know what? You don't need a center. You'll be fine.
Yeah, good move, but I don't see that happening. All right, guys, UFC 247. Maybe you've heard it's in Houston this Saturday, and guess where your place to watch it is? You need a place to catch UFC 247. Little Woodrow's, your Fight Night headquarters. They are showing the fights, first of all. But before that, they're bringing the fighters to you. They've got 7 locations around Houston. They're hosting meet and greets at all of them. And after parties, John Jones, Derek Lewis, Valentina Shevchenko, Juan Adams, and more. Juan will be on our show today, by the way. Come by Friday for your chance to win 2 tickets to the fight at Toyota Center. You're going to want to go to Twitter and their location-specific Facebook pages for more info. So you can say, who's coming to my little Woodrow's, the one nearest me? And they'll have all the details about what fighters are going to be there before and after the UFC. And also, it's a great place to go watch the fight. Good food, and obviously some nice booze to drink while you're watching the fights. That's Little Woodrow's, your local Texas watering hole, and your home for UFC 247. Get me one, you gon' miss me. Now why would I stop
at that? From the bottom to the top and back, the ill sound reverb. Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Someone named Brett Buffington from KHOU tweeted out, police tell me they were chasing this guy because he threatened his kids with a gun.
That's not polite.
Officers were originally chasing the suspect around his neighborhood, then Beltway 8, 288, 3rd Ward, the Loop, the Gulf Freeway, and through downtown.
And then they said, we know who he is. We'll come back later.
Yeah, well, I guess if you know where he is.
Well, if he come back later and he shot his kids.
I'm guessing they have police there waiting for him. He's not going home.
All right.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, and it's a no dumb text Tuesday, so guys who are sending dumb texts like 409 and 936, you're not getting read, so just go back and masturbate to pictures of your cousin and shut up today. We're not having any of you. I kind of think that nothing's going to happen with Capella because there's too many rumors about Capella. And usually when that's the case, nothing happens when it involves Daryl Morey. You see that the Grizzlies players are ready for Andre Iguodala to get traded?
Dude, by the way, Ja Morant is like the most refreshing NBA player in a long time. Like, he's just like, whatever. He doesn't care. He ain't backing down from Steph Curry or Andre Iguodala or anybody. He didn't care. He's trying to win. And I love Andre Iguodala, and I don't understand why he's not out there playing. I don't know what his deal is. If I get that, you know, you're not crazy about playing for a young team, but that's where you are. They're not, and
they got some interesting young players. They
really do. It's a fun team. I like them. I like the Grizzlies. I think that, you know, they're a ways away, but what they could really use is some veteran leadership. And right now, I mean, Andre Iguodala is not, that's not what a leader does. That's not what a veteran guy, I mean, it's not like he's, you know, some guy who's basically built this reputation where wherever he goes, he's going to win. I mean, how about, you found yourself in the right place at the right time. You were a good fit with the Warriors. You won some ships. How about now, you know, do something different? You know, don't just pick and choose which title contender you want to go hang out around and maybe try to hawk another ring. Like, you know, earn a paycheck. And that's basically, Ja Morant and company are basically saying, let's get this guy out of here and bring in somebody who wants to help us win. And I don't mind it.
No, I don't either. And the fact that, hey, I want him to go somewhere else so we can kick his ass.
Yeah.
Let him know what Memphis is all about. I find that refreshing.
Now, I'll tell you, the two teams that I like, and I, you know, they're sitting at 8-9 in the Western Conference right now. So they're lining up for a first round matchup with the Lakers, which means they'll probably go home early. Although one of them I can see moving up the charts. But the Grizzlies and the Trailblazers are, those are teams to watch in my mind. I think the Grizzlies are a year or two away. Dame Lillard is a monster right now. And if he keeps this, and I don't know how long this can last, but he suddenly turned that thing around, and they started off horribly.
Yeah, yeah, they were dead in the water.
And hey, I'll tell you this, I wouldn't want to play him in the playoffs.
It's all Carmelo.
That must be what it is. But I would not want to be, if I'm the Nuggets or somebody like that, and that I end up drawing them in the first round, I'm like, oh no. That's a team that I do not want to draw them early. That's a dangerous team.
Agreed. And boy, really Carmelo has been a good addition for them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that, but he has been.
And depending on how long Luka's out, I mean, the Mavericks are going to drop down some. They're not, I don't know that they can maintain what they're doing without him for long. The Jazz are already kind of tumbling. I don't know what the Rockets are going to do, but there's some teams down there at the bottom, the Grizzlies and the Blazers, that I'm really interested in. And they're teams that I don't know if they're going to be worth a damn, but I like watching them for sure. So I usually, there's very few teams these days that grab my attention and make me want to watch the NBA. But if I can catch a Grizzlies game or a Blazers game, I'll sit down and watch it.
Some sort of breaking news. See, Mark D'Antonio stepped down at Michigan State.
I did see that. And maybe, I know this. I don't know if you'll agree with this or not. When it's all said and done, is that one of the most overrated coaching jobs ever? Like, did he really ever do anything of note there?
Not really.
Won a Rose Bowl once.
Yeah, they were close for a while there. They were probably the third best Big Ten team, and you know, but I would say overall disappointing.
I mean, it's for Michigan State, he's good. And I think I was reading today, like two losing records in his entire time at Michigan State. That's pretty good. And think back to what Michigan State football was before him.
Remember when they came back and beat Baylor in the Cotton Bowl?
I do remember that, yeah.
Was it the Cotton Bowl or was it, I don't remember which bowl it was. It was one of the New Year's Six.
I think it was the Cotton Bowl. Yeah, I mean, and they had a good little run there. The you know, I guess it was like 20, 12, 13, 14-ish. But, yeah, that's a guy who I think his name outweighs what he actually did as a coach. But, again, for Michigan State, it's probably pretty damn good.
Oh, I forgot that I promised the people some hockey plays tonight. Vancouver-Boston over 6. That's like a 2-star one.
Okay.
I'm skipping Nashville-Winnipeg because the number went up to 6.5. Edmonton-Arizona over 5.5. That's more like a 4-star.
All right.
So the other one I was looking at was Nashville-Winnipeg, but the number went up to 6.5. Also, don't mind Chicago-Minnesota over 6, but that's not a play. So you got 2. Good luck.
Yeah, they won 6 bowl games under D'Antoni. Before D'Antoni, they'd won 7 bowl games in program history. So, again, for Michigan State, damn good job. But I've always thought he was just kind of a meh kind of coach.
I kind of feel like he's Kurt Ferentz.
Yeah,
that's maybe probably a better school.
It's probably about right. He has is a 68% winner over the course of his career. He is the all-time wins leader at Michigan State by 5 over a guy named Duffy Daugherty.
I remember Duffy Daugherty.
You do. It was 1954 to 1972, yeah. Right? Yeah. Your wheelhouse.
Exactly. They did make the playoffs one year, didn't they?
I don't think so.
I thought they did.
I don't think so. So, he is... Yeah, they just couldn't get guys to stick around. Besides George Pearls, who was, when I was growing up, was the Michigan State coach, like in the 80s, early 90s. After he left, Nick Saban was there for 5 years. And then they went through like Bobby Williams, Morris Watts, John L. Smith, guys who were around for like a day.
They did make it 2016.
Did they really?
Yeah, they lost to Alabama 38-0. And that was the year Alabama beat Clemson 45-40.
All right. Well, I stand corrected.
Well, you sit corrected, but either way.
What year?
That was 2016. They were number 3. Playoff semifinal at the Cotton Bowl Classic. Number 2, Alabama 38. Number 3, Michigan State 0.
Okay.
And that was the same year Clemson beat Oklahoma 37-17.
Okay.
So that was the second college football playoff.
All right. I'm staying corrected.
So... need a suggestion out of the following for tonight. Just me, my wife, and another couple. Heights Beer Garden, Rodeo Goat, St. Arnold's, Buffalo Bayou. I like all those.
I haven't been to the new Buffalo Bayou. I want to get out there.
Yeah, I haven't been since I redid it. I hear
apparently it's
fantastic.
Got a badass view. Like,
yeah.
And some really good food.
St. Arnold's new setup is great. I love Rodeo Goat. And, you know, Heights Beer Garden is always a cool place, too.
Rodeo Goat is... I go there more for... the burgers than the beer. Their beer selection's fine, but it's not a place to like hang out and drink, in my opinion.
If you're going to get good beer, then go to Buffalo Bayou or St. Arnold's or Heights Beer Garden. If you're going to get a really good burger with some solid beer on tap, I mean, they don't suck. They're just not as good as those other places. So I guess it just depends on that. If you're whatever you're into. Was it that funny?
Yes.
Okay, good. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Riley says, as a Thunder fan, I'm so glad CP3 isn't doing what Iggy's doing in Memphis. Yeah, although CP3's getting paid an awful lot more money. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? He embraced it. He went there and said, okay, let's try to win some games, man.
Yeah.
I respect that. I do. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, well, we got some guests coming up.
Yeah, Juan Adams will be here at 5:30.
It'll be awesome.
Looking forward to having him in, and we haven't had him in here in a while, and he's going to be a busy man on Saturday night, so we want to talk to him about that.
Cool.
Punching people in the face. I got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com, that's where you're going to want to go if you want the best basketball goal in the whole wide world. And I was actually kind of skeptical about putting a goal up in my, you know, on my driveway, because there are times where you drive by a house and you see that basketball hoop up in the front yard and you go, oh, Well, Pro Dunk Hoops is not that basketball hoop. This thing actually adds curb appeal to your home. It is a really well put together basketball goal, thickest steel of any goal on the market. It's never gonna, the backboard's never gonna crack or break. It's not gonna be bending, you know, off to a 60 degree angle. It's never gonna rust, and they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. It really is nice. My kids are out there on it all the time making baskets because they can set it to the height that they want it at, and they're having fun. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all, produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. Apparently not if you're the guy they were looking for. According to the Twitchers,
apparently he's been caught.
Was he a great big fat person?
Yep. Apparently didn't.
Also lost his pants in the struggle.
And they say, yeah, doesn't always love to wear pants.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Be better, Houston.
Why is it, though, whenever there is a chase like this, it's usually a rather large individual? I guess you're not going to run on foot.
Yeah.
So that explains it. 832 asked if
it's their chance to go fast, Fred.
There you have it. And well, you didn't go that fast. I mean, if you're going to run, downtown is not the place to go. The only place worse would be down here at the Galleria.
Yeah, this is the worst place.
Yeah, you would have to get out of the car and run on foot at that at some point because you're not going anywhere. 832 asked, have you ever gotten into Sneaky Pete? Just got through season one, not too bad. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, we both watched it.
It ended at the right time.
Yep.
So, yeah, I've got so much that I'm watching right now that now that football's over, that it's too much to even keep up with. But yeah, that was a solid show. You could tell they were running out of material, which good for them for not renewing it.
Yeah, not
without, you know, because they had some success with it. They could have easily kept it going.
Yep.
But all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I have some good news.
Give it to me.
You know, I think we all need some good news, don't we?
Yeah, we could use it.
We talked about Gritty being...
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah. Well, he's been cleared.
Completely and totally exonerated completely.
No quid pro quo.
There was nothing deemed wrong. There was no collusion. Exonerated 100%. Witch hunt. This was a witch hunt.
Hashtag fake news. And the witch hunt is over because Gritty is fine.
Did you not read the report? Exonerated. Gritty.
You know what the funny part is? All these stories about it, they don't talk about the person inside Gritty's costume.
No, they just talk about like he's
it's
actually
just like
a real thing.
Gritty is a real thing, which leads me to believe that he actually is a creature that is playing a mascot as opposed to a human being dressed up as Gritty. What happened was some guy claimed that his 13-year-old son playfully patted Gritty on the head and that the mascot responded by punching the boy as hard as he could.
How about keep your hands to yourself, son?
And, but the thing is, it really sounded suspicious the more you listened to it or more you read about it, that the guy was just trying to scam something. And here's the statement from the Flyers. We are pleased that the Philadelphia Police Department concluded there was no merit to the alleged claim. The police department statement confirms our thorough internal investigation that found no evidence of the described actions ever having taken place. Dear sir, you lied. You don't lie about Gritty. Come on, man.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Witch hunt.
Shame.
There's not. I'm not even going to say there's good and bad people on both sides.
There's only bad people and good gritties.
There's good people on the gritty side. There's bad people on the other side. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Oh, boy. He says, it was a perfect report. It was fantastic. The best. Oh, man.
He's an incredible mascot. He's amazing.
And congratulations to Gritty and the people of Delaware for his victory.
Yeah. Finally. Justice for Gritty.
281 says, driving past downtown and Metro is picking off every car getting on the HOV without two people. There's five cars waiting to get tickets.
Ugh.
You know what? I kind of understand why they do that. But, boy, you're doing it this time of day. You're going to because there's nowhere to go on that damn HOV.
Yeah.
Mind asking, if you guys have time, can you hit on my question at the end of yesterday's show about XFL gambling? Will you guys be participating? Will RJ and pregame be involved? I can't imagine.
I for one, won't be. I don't think I'm going to be betting on the XFL unless I really start to see some kind of a value. I don't know anything about these players. I just don't.
Well, and I think his first question was about, you know, daily fantasy. And I would just say, at least at the beginning, I would take the guys on teams where the coaches have a proven offensive record, like June Jones and Bob Stoops, maybe Pep Hamilton.
Yeah.
That's guesswork. There's no real science behind that other than at least I know those guys can run an offense. Mark Trestman is another one. But from a betting perspective, I'm curious about the product. I'm curious about how it's going to look with the rule changes. From a betting perspective, I'm just not that interested yet. And I might get interested, but it also comes at a weird time for me because right now I've got to put a lot of focus into Sam Houston Race Park. I'm also studying up for the Triple Crown because those races are cranking up now. And I've got hockey, so I don't really need anything else to bet on. Plus, it might be like I've been betting Premier League games occasionally.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be that. I watch a few and I see an angle and that I might start exploiting. But I've got right now, I have zero edge. And Vegas has zero edge also, which is good. Because they're going to be speculating just like we are.
I mean, if you're betting week one of the XFL, I think you're out of your mind.
Yeah, unless you
or know, you don't care about winning or losing your bets.
Either that or you've got some kind of insight into the teams that I don't have. So I won't be betting week one. But if I see something in one of the teams that I feel gives me an edge going into the next week, the problem is Vegas is going to be looking for the same things I am. So finding value, this would probably be the time to do it if you felt like you had some kind of advantage. I don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe if you've been going out to practice every day and you say, wow, this team looks better than I thought. They should be more than a 1-point favorite. That's
but you
one
don't
thing.
Know how, you don't know what the other team looks like.
Well, at one point they had them all practicing here. Yeah. So.
By the way, looking more into this Mark D'Antonio thing.
Was it because of the whole rape thing?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, and apparently the NCAA is about to hammer Michigan State. So basically, Mark D'Antonio rolled out at a time that was really convenient for him. The latest allegations in a 14-month-old lawsuit against D'Antonio were filed in federal court in Grand Rapids late Monday night. Hmm. So it seems like a good time for him to step down today, right? Lawyers for former MSU football staffer Curtis Blackwell are alleging that D'Antonio committed multiple NCAA violations, which this sounds like a Mike Fiers snitching situation.
Mm-hmm.
While D'Antonio's defense team is calling the case a sham,
it's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt. Blackwell's lawyers allege D'Antonio orchestrated employment for the parents of two MSU football players, with mega donor Bob Scandalaris, whose name is on the football facility. D'Antonio had Blackwell accompany him on a Metro Detroit home visit of an unnamed 5-star recruit when Blackwell, in his role as Director of College Advancement and Performance, wasn't authorized to conduct off-campus visits. This is kind of the messed up part of it. The news comes a day before National Signing Day. So that's not great for Michigan State. And 2 weeks after D'Antonio earned a $4.3 million retention bonus.
Yeah, Bernardo just tweeted that at us that he had a $4 million bonus if he was still the coach after the middle of January.
Oh, yeah, that's a slick move. Good time to get out of there.
So are we going to go with Scumbag?
Oh, well, yeah, he's a college football coach. Yeah. So, yeah, chances are good.
Mm. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And you know, we've hit a lot of stuff here in the first hour, from Mark D'Antonio to Rockets to some hockey plays. It's a little bit of everything. XFL. If,
let's say you're a Michigan State donor or recruit and you had a bad experience, where would you go to report them?
Well, they'd go to mybadexperience.com. Or if you had a bad experience at Michigan State, you could go to mybadexperience.com. Preferably.
Or the police.
Yeah, well, in that case, you have to go to the police, right? But no, if you've had an incident where, like, maybe a plumber or a contractor, or you went to get your car fixed and you got hosed, well, that's what My Bad. This is what this website's all about. And for $4.99, you could tell all, and maybe you even reach a resolution with the business to compensate you. Just go to mybadexperience.com today and warn others. It's a real site. There's no fake stars or ratings. And you can help others before it's too late. And everything's verified, so it's not a troll site. But if you're going to let people know, $4.99, and you can tell people, hey, listen, we got to fix this. The cool thing is, a paid review is a legitimate review. Stop bad business today. Go to mybadexperience.com. You never know what a love I've grown on a
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.